This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Britain's foreign secretary says that Iranian authorities have seized two vessels in the Strait of Hormuz on Friday, intensifying tensions in the strategic waterway. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports one of the ships was allowed to continue its voyage.
One of the ships is British, the other sails under Liberia's flag. And Britain's foreign secretary, Jeremy Hunt, called the seizure unacceptable.
This is completely unacceptable. Freedom of navigation must be maintained.
Iran confirmed that it seized a British oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz because it was not complying with international maritime laws and regulations. It says the Liberian tanker is not detained. Earlier this month, Britain assisted in the seizure of an Iranian oil supertanker. President Trump says U.S. officials will speak with Britain about this unfolding situation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Trump expressed confidence an Iranian drone was downed in the Strait of Hormuz as it approached a U.S. warship the previous day. However, AP correspondent Sagar Magani explains that Iran's Revolutionary Guard say that the incident never actually happened.
The president said the drone got too close to the USS Boxer yesterday,
ignoring multiple calls to stand down,
and that the warship acted in self-defense.
We have no information about having lost a drone today.
Hours after Foreign Minister Javad Zarif's statement, Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it can provide images showing there was no confrontation and that it did not lose any drones. Iran shot down an American drone last month, and the president had ordered a military strike in response, but called it off at the last moment. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
President Trump on Friday offered to help ease tensions in the political economic dispute between Japan and South Korea, which threatens